Thank you guys for joining us on the bonus episode of And I Quote. The bonus episodes are for everyone to get to meet some people in Coterie. And today we have Becky and Christina, and some of you may know them, maybe recognize their voices. You may have communicated with them via email, or maybe you even know their face because they go to events as well. So I'm so excited that they're here today. Thanks for joining.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
We are.
Okay, so I'm going to start this episode off with three fun questions. Each of you are going to get different questions. Kind of rapid fire, but also take your time if you want to elaborate. We will start with Christina. If you could choose one of the following activities, which would you choose? Hiking, reading, or cooking?
Ooh. Easily not reading. I'm an audiobook type of person. But hiking and cooking have different benefits. I like them both for wildly different reasons, but I'll go cooking with a fast follow of hiking.
Okay, nice. What is a show that you are currently watching or recently finished that is a must watch?
Ooh, recently finished. I was just talking Game of Thrones the other day. I haven't recently finished, but it just felt relevant again. A show that I'm currently watching is 30 Rock, and I know I'm like years behind it. And everyone's told me for so long that I should be watching it. I would recommend it. Like, I love anything from like an SNL person or their spinoff. So it's been funny. I like that one.
Good. And then your dream vacation.
Dream vacation would have somewhere that has hiking, but also beach for relaxation. So I don't know, like a Costa Rica or Hawaii, somewhere nice. Like that, where I could get a mixture of the two is probably my dream spot.
Nice. So potential honeymoon spots?
Yes. Stay tuned. still planning the wedding, so I definitely still need to plan the honeymoon.
Yes. All right, Becky, now for your three questions. First, are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
Okay. So
Not obsessively, but I do like coffee.
So then Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Okay. I would say I am a Dunkin' person, mostly for two reasons. I think Starbucks coffee is a little bit strong for my stomach. And then also, as an employee who always worked on the road before, Starbucks was always chaotic and loud, and Dunkin' is probably like the best kept secret of just go in. Plus, it's kind of encouraged to eat sweets and like donuts, right? And instead of Starbucks, where you feel like you have to pick like a healthy egg or something. Yeah. So I'd say Dunkin'.
Okay. Are you a dog or cat person?
Dog. Hands down, dog.
And then what is your favorite fast food / takeout meal? So it doesn't have to be like too fast.
So I would say any place where I can also get a good dessert for like a fast food meal. I love some ice cream. But I do like every now and then just enjoy good like Chinese takeout. Tacos is like my top favorite food, but takeout tacos just isn't, it's not as good. So.
Okay. So now we're going to do introductions. We're going to start with Christina. So can you just tell us like how long you've been at Coterie, what your job is, maybe where you're located? Cause we are a remote company, so we're all not in the same area. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've actually been at Coterie for a little over 2 years now. And if you've been a partner of Coterie's, or if you've been at Coterie, you know I've worn many hats over the last 2 years. I'd say the last year and a half has been more a mixture of like partner focused while also bridging some conversations with product. So I'd say those are like my favorite spots to be. I love working with partners and like problem solving and thinking strategically. That's probably what excites me most about my job. I first started in Cincinnati, where Coterie was founded. But I now live in Sacramento, California. And what am I missing? Oh, a little intro about my job. currently still working with partners, specifically those who leverage our API and have an integration with us. So anybody who's integrated probably sees Becky or myself as their main go-to person. So that's kind of my exciting role here at Coterie.
Thanks, Christina. Becky, can you introduce yourself?
Yes. So Becky Monfrey, I am one of the directors of digital partnerships as well with Christina. I'm live in Wisconsin. So Northeast Wisconsin, I think Green Bay is probably the closest larger city. My role, I've been at Coterie since January, and my role has been consistent for the most part, and really work alongside partners who are either integrated or closely related to an integration. So I also handle a lot of digital agencies, platform partnerships similar to Christina. So again, if you haven't, sometimes you may even get the pleasure of having both of us on a phone call every now and then to troubleshoot and really support partners in their integrations, but also just make sure that we're driving business and getting the mutual goals of having, you know, seamless partnerships where we're both seeing benefits, which is writing more business together.
So I know you guys mentioned that you work together and your day-to-day, I'm sure, looks very different. You can't say like, I do this every single day and that's all I do. You are interacting with different partners every single day. But if you could both touch on the ways that you work together and what it is to do your jobs, if that makes sense. And Becky, you can start and Christina, you can jump in.
Yeah. So, when it comes to kind of internal Coterie, one of the things that we are really trying to focus on and what we do is try to be the voice for our partners as partners. So we represent them amongst our insurance team, which is talking about like policy specific items. We represent amongst products. So what do we need from a technology standpoint to make the partnership successful? So that's what it kind of looks like internal to Coterie is we would consider ourselves like partner obsessed, voices of our customers. But from an external perspective, we're really there to be that, you know, just that, like that sounding board that, hey, this is what we need to be successful. You come to us for reports, onboarding of your agents or your partners, or even individual licensed, you know, members of your team. So those are the, you know, problems that we're solving. We're trying to get data. We're trying to make sure that the partnership is really successful based on some of the definitions that we've set, some of the goals that we've set. And so a lot of our day-to-day is troubleshooting, finding information, answering questions, but hopefully driving results ultimately.
And I think Becky really hit the nail on the head. Our day never looks the same. It is never dull, but it really is kind of being the voice of our customers in whatever shape that comes in. And I think a lot of problem solving is involved in that since there is technical integrations. Little bugs pop up here and there. So getting the right people on our side and on their side in the conversation to solve for that is a big part of my day.
And then I would say just like with Christina and I too working together. So a lot of times, you know, she and I debrief throughout the day and, you know, hey, I ran into this with this partner. Do you have a solution for that or an answer for that? Her and I communicate the best we can so that we're not duplicating efforts, not only for ourselves, but for Coterie internal and then for our partners. You know, she's been at Coterie, as she mentioned, she's had a ton of different roles and a ton of different responsibilities. So I see her as just a great resource for me and for our partners who, you know, she has that technical background of how Coterie did do it or what does it look like on the Coterie side of things. So I love tapping into her knowledge just to make my partnerships that much better.
Becky and I do also complement each other really well because Becky has so much insurance knowledge and acumen that I ask her probably some basic questions on a daily or weekly basis. So I think we have a good complimentary experience at this point. She, like how she answered the question earlier, can usually read my mind. Or at least I feel like if Becky's not in the room, I'm like, I think this is what Becky would ask. And I think we both kind of come at things with similar lenses, but also some slightly different background too, that just allows us to ask really, I think, well-rounded questions, so that we can be as forward-thinking as possible on any new product rollouts or, any new features that could come. Like, what will that look like for this integration versus another? So,
Becky, what is your favorite part about working at Coterie?
Everyone probably gives like the people answer, but just having some awesome teammates to work with, like Christina and myself, and I would say friendships as well. But coming from I've always been in insurance, and every company I worked for had been around for probably at least 50 plus years, several of them over 100 years. And I just love the ability to really not be tied down to like legacy and be able to pivot and think creatively and problem solve for customers. I'm extremely passionate about my partnerships. And so being at a company that I'm at least able to come to the table with requests and hopes of, you know, changing or making things better, and seeing the ability to like influence that and get those done has been in a lot of ways a breath of fresh air compared to just, the way things have always been done conversation, because our way has been, the time frame is a lot less limited. So just, you know, besides the people, and I also think with the people stuff, there is a sense of caring about the product, the partnership. Like when I look at some of the like Christina or some of the teammates that have been here a year or plus, there is like this sense of ownership, which is just really great that people are protective and passionate about the product that we have.
And Christina, on a similar note, what is your goal for what you're doing? So if you could say like a 6-month or a 1-year goal, what would it be? What would it look like?
Oh, well, I would say always keep growing. We're on the growth side. What is it? Always keep selling is the mantra. I would say we're not as cheesy as that. I look at our growth as being mutually beneficial. Like, I don't think we can say that we've done anything solely on our own. And that's speaking for me, in my role and in my career here at Coterie. I would be nothing without the help of other teams internally and the partners that we have externally. So my goal is really just to create a, like, best-in-class experience from an integration perspective. I want people to think, like, not only is this the best integration I could have imagined and asked for from an insurance perspective, this is the best tech integration I have. Like, they know what they're doing. They're great communicators. They're rolling everything out, like, on set timelines, giving me advance notice. Like, I want it to be so easy and simple and clear to our partners about what we're doing, and helping them get there along the way. Miguel on our team is super helpful with being that API consultant and helping them through any questions they have. So that's my goal. I think when you can get that right, it's really easy to keep growing and having success with partners, because it's almost too easy not to. Like, why go anywhere else? Because hopefully we're providing that experience for you.
I want to end by asking both of you what your superpower is. So why do our partners love you? Or come to you for help.
I know. I have like, I'll say my superpower is probably I have a few different phrases for it. Like, I would say I'm persistent is the professional nice way to put it. Like, if there's a problem for a partner, I am very persistent on getting it solved. And I'd say I'm pretty detail oriented with it as well. So if we're having a conversation on it and someone says, like, I can finish this, I'm not like unreasonable. If you say I can finish it in 2 weeks, that's fine. But at 2 weeks, like, I am there checking in, seeing what I can do to help. I would also say that my superpower is with that prioritization and saying, like, which one is the most important. And I really like talking to people. Becky and I are both very aggressive E's for our extroversion. So fills up my cup. And I think it comes out when working with partners on the personal, like, relatable aspect. I genuinely care about people and, like, getting to know them. And I would say that's, like, a win-win for me of a superpower, I guess, is just getting to talk to people and see how we can connect and make things better with time.
Thanks, Christina. And Becky, what's your superpower?
I'm glad Christina took more than one, because I also, like, have sometimes troubles choosing. But first, I would say that I think I have a natural curiosity of just asking a lot of questions, figuring things out, and not only for my partners, you know, on their behalf. So how is this going to impact? What does that look like? But I genuinely care about their goals as well, and what they define as success. So I would say just natural curiosity. My other superpower probably is also just getting to know people, relationships, extroversion to some extent, because those really go hand in hand. And then I'm also, I think, a strategic thinker. So the questions that I ask, there is usually a reason, and that's trying to just put together kind of the best path so that we can be proactive in communication, in problem solving, and having a lot of fun along the way as well.
I would just like to call out, you're also really good at keeping me in check, because, yeah, that three response answer for what my superpower is definitely not practicing humility. So apologies, David, Tim, Kevin.
Maybe what we like to do with a better question or a better answer.
I say in the most humble way.
It is always a pleasure talking.
I mean, Superman doesn't just have one power, Christina. It's fine.
No, it's okay. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys, and I really appreciate you taking this time to tell our listeners about yourselves, what you do, and kind of just be on here talking about Coterie and being fun. So thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening to And I Quote, a podcast focusing on telling the stories of agents, brokers, partners, and small business owners.
We hope you take away something from every episode you listen to and can build onto your strength of connecting with your audience and forming that trusting relationship.
And I Quote is brought to you by Coterie Insurance. Coterie is available across the nation and is creating a product that brings our partners speed, simplicity, and service. Through our new Simply Bind experience on the Coterie dashboard, you can get a quote by answering two questions.
And seriously, we will do the rest for you, because relationships matter. Take a look at our show notes for more information and news.